Hey, everybody. God bless Texas. Texas has passed a pro-life bill, a voting protection bill, an open carry bill. We talk about how in Texas they are leading the way right now. And I just want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you to Texas for doing this. We dive deep into this and also make the case for life, which is so necessary in today's culture. If you want to support our program, you could do so at charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Caroline from Laguna Niguel, California. Thank you for supporting us. Dylan from Centerville, thank you so much for supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. Lewis, thank you for supporting us. John, thank you for supporting us. Robert, thank you for supporting us. Juan, thank you for supporting us. And Steve, thank you for supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. When you get behind the work we are doing, it helps us get to the next level at charliekirk.com/support. If you want to email us your questions, you can do so by emailing us freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. So much to get to, but I want to say God bless Texas. Texas is a wonderful place. My favorite part of Texas, and producer Connor is going to come in here and prove me wrong, is Texas Hill Country. They're great folks out there. Is that right? Aren't they good people? I tell you, that is a special slice of heaven if I've ever seen one. Texas right now is right in the middle of every major cultural and political fight that's been happening in our country. I just spent a couple days in Texas, and despite many of the political wins, I could tell you that culturally Texas is teetering right on the brink. We're talking about Harris County that has now become basically a blue county. Now, when I go through Harris County, which is Houston, Texas, and all of a sudden I'm in the Galleria neighborhood, and I see more vegan smoothie places than good old Texas barbecue, when I see more SoulCycle than I do kind of country music places, I'm like, time out. Who is taking over Harris County here? But Texas, thanks to a strong tradition of conservative leadership, and a, quite honestly, a massive population of conservatives and new conservatives moving to the state, they are not backing down. So there are two fights happening right now in Texas, and the first one I want to get into. The first one very well might be the end of Roe versus Wade as we know it. Now, we've made our positions very clear on abortion. We believe that life begins at conception when deoxyribonucleic acid is formed. That is the unique life that will never be formed again. And they deserve full, that human being deserves full and complete constitutional protection under the United States government as any other human being does. Now, many of the pro-abortion activists, they will use the acronym SLED as a way to try to justify abortion. Size, level of development, environment, and degree of dependency. I'm happy to go through kind of the best rebuttals to all of them, but the one that they try to focus on the most is degree of dependency. That child can't survive without the help of the mother, therefore we should be able to terminate that life. Now that argument is silly because there's people all throughout society that are dependent on others to live, such as people in old people's homes, people in comas, people that are even 3 months old. They couldn't, a baby's not going to go in the woods and feed itself until it's at least 10 years old. So there is this idea that children need to have support. Therefore, it's not a moral justification just to eliminate them. So Texas has just recently passed an abortion law. Actually, they passed it over the summer, but now it's going into effect. Is that right? So it's September 1st, which means that it's now gone into effect. And the collective left is losing their mind. Now, mind you, New York really kind of forced the hand of Texas. Remember when New York a couple years ago, they passed a post-birth abortion bill saying that you could terminate pregnancies after the baby was born? Remember, Governor Ralph Northam, you got to birth the baby, you got to relax the baby, and then you can make a decision with the baby. Is he still the governor? He's still the governor of Virginia. Governor Blackface. Let's get that tape of Governor Ralph Northam. It's too good to pass up. So Texas decided to step up and be leaders in what is actually a very moderate abortion proposal. This is super mainstream. It's a six-week abortion ban. And guess what? Did you know a majority of America believes in at least a six-week abortion ban? It's very simple. If you can detect a heartbeat, you cannot terminate the pregnancy. The left is out of control on this issue. If you want to talk about the sacred holy grail of the American left, it is unrestricted abortion. How'd you get the Northam clip that fast? That's pretty remarkable, producer Connor. I got to tell you, he's like Houdini with these clips. I mention it, and that's really impressive. All right, let's listen to Governor Ralph Northam.
So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother.
You heard what he said? The infant will be made comfortable, and then a decision will be made of whether or not to continue that life. The only decision that needs to be made at that point in time is what to name the child. That's it. What school is the child going to go to? What church is the child going to go to? Not whether or not to terminate the life of that child. And so the Texas law has now gone into effect, and the Texas abortion lobby is looking for the Supreme Court to intervene. I just want to manage expectations here, though. The Supreme Court might intervene. The Supreme Court might do this. I'm just making a prediction because I am a big Alexander Hamilton fan. And Alexander Hamilton made a prediction about the U.S. Supreme Court that I'm going to tell you about in just a second. That the Supreme Court might intervene and say, okay, we'll put a stay on this law, but we want to hear whether or not we should revisit whether or not abortion laws can be passed around this sort of framework. Don't be surprised, because Alexander Hamilton said that courts will shape themselves to public opinion. That courts, as much as we like to think of them as being stoic, magnanimous, independent, they conform and adjust to the will of the angry and loud majority more times than I think we ever want to admit. Alexander Hamilton predicted that throughout many of the Federalist Papers. So I don't know what the Supreme Court's going to do. I hope that we'll be pleasantly surprised and they will uphold this abortion law in Texas, which, by the way, it does not outlaw abortion. Let me just be very clear. This does not outlaw abortion. I wish it did, but it doesn't outlaw abortion. This is a six-week abortion ban. If you can't get an abortion in 6 weeks, and all of a sudden you're like, no, I want the late-term abortions. Really? Like, what is the moral justification? Well, first, there's no moral justification for abortion as is, but what is the moral justification beyond that? Abby Johnson, who's a terrific pro-life activist in Texas, has said that this will get rid of 85% of all abortions in the state of Texas. Children will live thanks to this bill. I thought that's the entire point of the activist left, isn't it? I thought the left is like, well, we have to save lives. We have to shut down the entire economy to slow the curve, slow the spread, wear a mask while you shower, wear a mask with your children, because we have to save lives. So Republicans say, okay, if we're so into saving lives, then let's just save lives. Let's save lives of people that never had the agency, the ability, or the choice to have an independent, to even be able to live. But Democrats hate that. Why do Democrats hate these laws so much? I'm going to reveal to you, because it goes after the holy grail of the left, which is pleasure. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? A lot. Truth is, I know millions of people. In fact, some people say over 100 million people are struggling with some kind of pain. maybe from exercise or just getting older. Now, Pete and Seth Talbot, they are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. They recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. People ask me, tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. So maybe you want to be able to do cartwheels or be able to do backflips like producer Andrew. Maybe you want to be able to run a marathon, swim underwater, go scuba diving, jump out of an airplane, but maybe it's your knee pain, back pain, joint pain, whatever pain it might be. Maybe Relief Factor is for you. ReliefFactor.com, 100% drug-free. Check it out, ReliefFactor.com. I haven't even seen this clip, so we're going to all listen to this for the first time together of Robert Francis O'Rourke, who I don't know if he'll ever amount to anything. He stole a Hispanic name, cultural appropriation is what we would call that, racist. And his real name is the most Irish name one could possibly imagine, Robert Francis O'Rourke. That is the waspiest, most Irish name. Basically, when I hear that, I say, "What country?" When I hear that, I'm like, what country club do you belong to? Instead, he calls himself Beto to try and win support over the Hispanic community because Robert Francis O'Rourke thinks they're stupid. All right, what does he have to say about this?
This is a really tough day in Texas. A lot of you have reached out to me to share with me how sad and frustrated and angry and disappointed you are. And I just want to tell you, I feel the same way. SB 1, the anti-voter bill, passed the legislature yesterday. It's on its way to Governor Abbott's desk for signature. It's going to make it even harder to vote in a state that was already the toughest in which to vote and register in the country. Today also marks the first day of enforcement of the anti-abortion, anti-women's health care bill, basically creating a $10,000 bounty for people to report women who are trying to access health care in the state of Texas. And you can now in this state carry a gun publicly without any kind of background check, registration, or vetting.
Texas sounds awesome. So people say, Charlie, how do we make conservative states stay conservative? Liberals will self-deport the more of these wonderful laws will pass. So right now, somewhere in Menlo Park, California, some triple mask wearing, vaccine mandate, suburban mom who drinks her smoothie shakes and goes to yoga class, who has a, let's say, complicated relationship with her beta male metrosexual husband who works for Dropbox. They are looking at real estate right now in Texas. And now all of a sudden they're like, I don't know if we want to move there. All of a sudden they might change their Zillow search box from Highland Park, Texas to Boulder, Colorado. And honestly, sayonara, go to Boulder. The point is that for the triple mask wearing, vegan smoothie wearing, soul cycle attending, complicated relationship, upper middle class, white liberal mom that lives in Menlo Park and doesn't want to live in California anymore because the taxes are too high, she's now going to have a conversation with her husband tonight. Honey, I want to go to Denver instead. Not Texas. Texas will become more conservative because this is how you repel liberals from moving into your state. For example, conservatives are not flocking in major numbers to New York. And by the way, out of all the list of the things that he mentioned, love the pro-life law, love the voter law. The thing that if you want to all of a sudden repel liberals from your state like mosquitoes, have open carry. As soon as California liberals start to see people walk around with guns, they will sell their homes and they will leave like you wouldn't believe. The reason why liberals have been coming to Texas is because they haven't been implementing these sorts of laws. And by the way, securing the elections in Texas, allowing people to own firearms and to protect young lives that can't protect themselves in the womb, God bless Texas for doing that. And is that the best that Robert Francis O'Rourke has? Look, I know a lot of you guys are really frustrated. And yeah, I got to tell you that I've never done anything in my life except be on the cover of Vanity Fair and say I was supposed to be president. But besides that, yeah, it's the anti-women's legislation. And it's the did he call it the anti-voting bill? They're just going straight towards it. It's anti-voting. Right. You mean that actually so that every single vote counts. And I love this. It's already the hardest state in the vote, the state in the country to vote. No, it's not. They have voting month in Texas. You could literally in Harris County drive by like you were going to a Burger King and drop off your ballot at a drive-through place. Don't give me this idea that it's the hardest place to vote. But then Robert Francis O'Rourke gets really angry when you start to talk about gun ownership. he starts to get nervous. In fact, what if Robert Francis O'Rourke says, I've had enough, I'm going to Connecticut? It'd be wonderful. I'm going to dive deeper into this bill of what's happening in Texas and also some of the dynamics around this. But I actually teased it and I didn't actually get to it. I want to get to Huxley and this whole idea of why the left wants unrestricted abortion on demand. It's because abortion and accessible abortion means they don't have to take responsibility for their actions. Listen up, everybody. We are just weeks away from yet another American travesty, one that could lead our country even further down the road to tyranny. I'm talking, of course, about court packing, the far left's radical plan to rig our entire federal judiciary system by adding four liberal justices to the Supreme Court and completely destroying the constitutional rule of law in our country as we know it. Thankfully, my friends at First Liberty Institute, a national nonprofit law firm, are taking a stand. They've written a letter telling the Biden Commission to reject this brazen court-packing scheme. And now prominent leaders, plus over 100,000 patriots like you, have joined their coalition. Franklin Graham, former Attorney General Ed Meese, Dr. Dobson, plus organizations like the American Policy Association, Concerned Women for America, are all on board. Now it's up to you. Sign your name right now next to these leaders by September 15th. Go to supremecoup.com. That's supremecoup.com right now. They're trying to pack the Supreme Court. My friend Kelly Shackelford runs this amazing organization. So do me a favor, check it out, sign it. It's free of charge, supremecoup.com. Aldous Huxley went to Oxford. He got a formal first, which is the hardest grade to get at Oxford. And he wrote a book called Brave New World. I've been actually surprised at how few conservatives know about Brave New World. A lot of conservatives know about 1984, but Brave New World is a similar dystopian novel written around the same time. It was written in 1932 to talk about what happens when you organize society with the ultimate purpose for pleasure of your existence. So Brave New World explores this idea in a variety of different ways. It measures time as AF, which means after Ford. And it after Henry Ford, once the assembly line was put in place, Huxley argued that changed society for good. In the novel Brave New World, people are able to walk around and take a drug called Soma, S-O-M-A, which is a non-addictive pleasure drug that gives you a sense of happiness and a sense of peace without any sort of downside. The phrase in Brave New World is that is repeated is that everybody belongs to everybody. There are no private relationships. There is no private property. You go to work, but it's almost meaningless type work. And then afterwards, you participate, and excuse the graphic nature of this, in massive orgies. It is a freewheeling type attitude to that everybody belongs to everybody. Everything is about pleasure. Now, in a lot of different ways in our society today, it feels as if those trends are only accelerating. And one of the reasons why you see liberals and Democrats absolutely losing their mind over this abortion law in Texas, which is a very moderate abortion law, by the way. They say it's the most extreme. 6 weeks, that's not extreme at all. That's nothing. Is that all of a sudden there is an implication that for 99.3% of all abortions, which are selective abortions through consensual engagement between two partners or two people, is all of a sudden that there will not be an ability to terminate a pregnancy if you engaged in pleasure regrettably. The reason why Democrats are such advocates for the abortion lobby is not because of women's health. It's not because of safe access for minority women, as Joe Biden says. No, it's not. It's because they never want to have to tell their voters to get their life together and to take responsibility for one's actions. And instead, they want to have carve outs. They want to have escape hatches. They want to have measures so that your life can be uninterrupted so that you are the most important person in the world. The abortion movement is a narcissistic movement. The abortion movement is all about oneself and not about duty, responsibility for another human life that might be created because of actions you decided to commit. And so we see in this law, for example, polling, that it's actually very popular to have measures in place that say once a heartbeat is detected, those lives should be protected. This does not abolish abortion. This doesn't get rid of it. This merely says that after 6 weeks, it will not be legal to terminate the pregnancy. Joe Biden sent out a press release where he said, today, Texas law went into effect. This extreme Texas law blatantly violates the constitutional right established under Roe versus Wade. Let's stop here. Is there a constitutional right to abortion? Jeopardy music. No, there is not. There is an interpretation by the U.S. Supreme Court to say that abortion cannot be interrupted from by the state, a corrupt and terrible decision by the Supreme Court. Joe Biden would, and the Democrats, by the way, they would issue statements like this back in the 1870s, touting the Dred Scott decision, saying that there was a constitutional right for the dehumanization of blacks. Was there? Of course there wasn't. It was done a 7-2 decision of 7 Democrats on the Supreme Court and 2 Republicans that ruled in that way. And he said that has upheld this precedent for nearly half a century. So let's just first talk about the decision Roe versus Wade. And there was an accompanied decision of Doe as well with Roe versus Wade. The decision of Roe versus Wade was done without ultrasound technology. It was done without understanding when life actually begins. And it was also an incredibly corrupt process of how Roe versus Wade actually unfolded. Not to mention, and this has now become under debate because of the abortion lobby, but Jane Roe regretted actually being the plaintiff in Roe versus Wade in this decision. Some people now say that's not true. I have not found compelling evidence to show otherwise. The Texas law will significantly impair women's access to health care, Joe Biden says. They need. Correction, abortion is not health care. Abortion stops a life. By definition, it's not health care. Particularly for communities of color and individuals with low incomes. And outrageously, it deputizes private citizens to bring lawsuits against anyone they believe has helped another person get an abortion, which might even be family members, healthcare workers, front staff workers at a healthcare clinic, or strangers with no connection to the individual. So what Joe Biden is referencing here is that if all of a sudden you are in the process of peddling abortions from one person to the other illegally against state law, you need to be held accountable for that. No different if you were drug dealing. My administration is deeply committed to the constitutional right. Again, it's not a constitutional right. It's an interpretation of the Supreme Court that will be overturned, trust me, eventually. Established in Roe versus Wade nearly 5 decades ago and will protect and defend that right. It's so funny how liberal logic works. He mentioned 5 decades ago twice. I thought things that are old must be overturned, Joe. I thought things that existed before shouldn't be honored. And also, why is it all of a sudden that the left is so focused on it's your body, it's your choice to be able to terminate a pregnancy, go get the vaccine right now? So how does that one work? How does it work all of a sudden where it's your body, your choice when it comes to the termination of a life, but with the vaccine, you must get it or else we're going to crush your life? Now, they try to turn that on us. They say, well, how is it that you want to control women's bodies but also have freedom with vaccination? Well, it's very simple. If it's not your DNA, it's not your choice. If the woman is the host, it doesn't make it her life. That's an independent life, and once that life is created, it deserves protection from the state, from us, the people. Shepard Smith from CNBC, he's freaking out. He says, the new voting laws are making it harder and scarier to vote. These people lie professionally. Truth is not a left-wing value, as Dennis Prager would say. Cut 61.
This may soon become one of the hardest states in the country to vote. This afternoon, the legislature passed a restrictive elections bill that Democrats have been fighting against for months. Opponents say the legislation will make it much harder and, as they put it, scarier to vote, especially for people of color and disabled voters.
And so do you see how they represent this voting law, which is, by the way, a very vanilla voting law, as being almost a Jim Crow 2.0? And by the way, let's just say this. Remember when the Texas Democrats left the state all vaccinated without masks on. They left with Miller Lite and came back with Corona. Do you remember that? Texas Democrats are on defense. And this is exactly the blueprint that we need to implement. I am going to defend Texas Republicans for doing this with everything that we have on this program. Because when we start to implement our vision of what we want America to look like, the Democrats have to all of a sudden react. Doesn't it feel like we are always reacting to them? This is all of a sudden a sea change in that, which kind of goes and confirms that I think this is just the very beginning of us starting the fight. This is just the very beginning of a new era where the left is not going to know what all of a sudden hit them. Do we have Rachel Maddow talking about this? Oh, that'll be delicious. Is that, yeah? Let me guess, Rachel Maddow's wearing a black blouse. Oh, how'd I know? She wears the same thing every night. Play tape.
What Texas has devised is a bizarre, dystopian, vigilante system for hunting women in Texas who seek abortions. A vigilante system to effectively ban abortion and shut down all abortion providers in the state, not to mention terrorizing women who are seeking the procedure.
Some things you just don't have to comment in response to. Rachel Maddow comparing a pro-life law to some sort of headhunting scheme out of the Amazon just goes to show that we're winning. By the way, they think of us as vigilantes, insurrectionists, the Taliban. By the way, do we have the Arne Duncan tweet from over the weekend where Arne Duncan said, isn't it time to go drone strike all these conservatives? Not to mention Texas also banned critical race theory. Texas is making some moves. And for all of you out there that are looking for blueprints, that's a great one. I'm going to be in North Dakota tomorrow. I'm going to ask North Dakota, you're a much more conservative state than Texas. Why didn't you guys pass this bill, the pro-life bill? It's actually more courageous to do this in Texas than it is to do in North Dakota. Why wouldn't North Dakota do this? Arne Duncan, former education secretary, thank goodness he does not have drones at his disposal. That's all I have to say. He says that, have you noticed how strikingly similar both the mindsets and actions are between suicide bombers at Kabul airport and the anti-mask and anti-vax people here? They both blow themselves up, inflict harm on those around them, and are convinced they are fighting for freedom. You see the narrative they're starting to establish? They're vigilantes, insurrectionists. They're the Taliban. They're going to start to be able to justify military use domestically against our citizens. God bless Texas. Did you get hit with a big tax bill you weren't expecting? With rates being very low and home equity being high, perfect time to refinance. Look, we're all about refinancing all this. Here's the long and short of it. You should not be giving business to bad companies. So if you're using Goldman Sachs, bad company. Wells Fargo, bad company. JP Morgan, bad company. All these companies, they love BLM. They hate America. And quite honestly, if you're listening to this program, they hate you. And so if you want to take out a loan, here's what I'm going to tell you what to do. Maybe you're a new family. You're like, I want to buy a house and it's my dream house and I want to take out a loan. The good news is that there are partners called Andrew and Todd, Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian, andrewandtodd.com. Just save that in your notes, by the way. Just save it in the notes of your phone because you might need it. Like, I don't need it. My banker at Goldman Sachs is just fine. Or my banker at Bank of America is just fine. Like, okay. Then when you go take that loan and you go sign those 95,000 pieces of paper they give you, you know what you're really signing? You're signing contribution forms to BLM Incorporated. That's what you're doing. When you go take out a loan with Chase, when you go take out a loan with Wells Fargo, you might as well go give the money to Joe Biden. So when you go to DC next and you go travel, maybe with your family, why don't you just get a cashier's check and drop it off at the White House entrance? That's what you're doing when you bank with these woke losers at Wells Fargo. So take out a loan with the good guys. It's Andrew and Todd. Look, they're just great people. They're Christians. They love the Lord. They love America. And you call them up and just say, I want to speak to Andrew and Todd. That's all you have to say. Charlie Kirk sent me. And their number is 888-888-1172. That's andrewandtodd.com, andrewandtodd.com, 888-888-1172. You go to andrewandtodd.com, 888-888-1172, and say, you should make a vow to yourself. Just make a promise to yourself. I refuse to fund companies that hate America. I refuse to fund companies that hate America. And you have a choice. If you want to take out a loan or just explore the idea of refinancing, andrewandtodd.com. Call 888-888-1172. I go out to eat with these guys. They're terrific. They're good people. andrewandtodd.com. Are your children still your children? The Allegan County Health Department in Allegan, Michigan, sent out a letter saying that your son or daughter is a close contact to a COVID-19 positive person. As defined by Michigan law, this is a source of infection. If you fail to take the action prescribed in this warning notice, we could compel your compliance, which may result in you being taken into protective custody to protect public health. They could take your children away by court order if you do not quarantine the way they tell you to. Are they still your children? The tyranny that we have been warning about is only getting worse domestically. It's happening in Australia. It's happening in the entire Western world. The question is, when are they actually going to stop, if ever, if we don't stand up against them? Former Pfizer vice president says the gloves are off the United Kingdom government to inject all 12 to 15-year-olds without parental consent. Dr. Michael Yeadon, a former Pfizer vice president, chief scientist for the allergy and respiratory, issued a warning to parents in the United Kingdom with school children between ages 12 to 15 that the government is planning to inject an experimental gene-based COVID-19 vaccine into them with or without their parental consent beginning next week, from LifeSiteNews.com. Is it still your children? In Australia, they created a stadium where they took all the children away from parents and started vaccinating them. The doctor writes in this article that children are at no measurable risk from SARS-CoV-2 and no previous healthy child has died in the United Kingdom after infection, not one. He says that thrombosis, pulmonary embolisms, appeared over 400 times the rate of a typical low rate after vaccination. He says that death rates per million vaccinations are running everywhere at around 60 times more than any other previous vaccine. He said, well, what about it to protect vulnerable family members? He says that is a lie. The information emerging over time over the United Kingdom and Israel is showing clearly the vaccines have marginal benefit. In fact, it wanes. In fact, Israel, the most vaccinated country on the planet, is now the hottest COVID hotspot in the world. How did that work? The more they get booster shots, the more the virus spreads. And by the way, I'm quoting Dr. Yeadon. Dr. Michael Yeadon, a former Pfizer vice president and chief scientist for allergy and respiratory. This is not just some random person. He says, knowing what I know from 40 years training and practice in toxicology, biochemistry, and pharmacology, to participate in this extraordinary abuse of innocent children in our care can be classified in no other way. He calls it murder. It's definitely aggressive. Cut 58, Israel does not consider you fully vaccinated unless you take a booster shot and your vaccine passport expires every 6 months. This is great for the pharmaceutical companies, but is it making any difference? Why is Israel all of a sudden the COVID hotspot of the planet? And what happened to India? How did India stop being the COVID hotspot? Well, we're not allowed to talk about ivermectin, of course. Cut 58.
With Delta, that's taught us that there's a lot more breakthroughs than we know, and that after 6 months, it does tend to wane a little bit. And hence, Israel is going for a third booster shot. Starting October 1st, unless you're triple vaxxed, you're not considered fully vaxxed.
And so we're not allowed to have a conversation around hydroxychloroquine, natural remedies, or actually having even natural immunity. Bloomberg has even come out and said that natural immunity from having the virus is multiple times better than actually getting the Pfizer vaccine. We've been calling for civil disobedience for a year and a half now. It largely hasn't happened. You now need to be the source of communication and spreading of the news, because I'm telling you right now, so many people still don't know about this. I talked to just some regular people the other day, and they said, yeah, Israel is doing super well. I said, what are you talking about? They said, oh, yeah, I read an article a couple months ago of how it's the model for mass vaccination. It's the exact opposite. It's the most virus rates per person, I think, almost in the entire world. It's up there. Right, Connor? Yeah, it's right there. Know your information, everybody. Super important. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, you could do so at tpusa.com, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war. God bless you guys. Thanks so much for supporting us. Talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.